This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala falah, hayya 'ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد ابن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله. We praise Allah, we seek His aid and forgiveness, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our shortcomings. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, the Exalted, the Creator, the Maintainer, the Sustainer of the heavens and the earth. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul and from that created his mate and from that scatters many men and women. Amma ba'd. Three forms of advice that was given to a young individual when they were someone that wanted to turn around and do, as they mentioned, the right thing. You know, they're human. As all of us are human, as all of us will fall into shortcomings, rather, that is a part of our nature to fall into shortcomings, to make mistakes. Whether it's the right thing at the wrong time, or the wrong thing at the wrong time, or the wrong thing at the right time, we make mistakes. لِأَنَّنَا نَنْسَى. Because we may be forgetful, or rather neglectful. Because forgetful, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Exalted will not hold us accountable for that which we have forgotten. But neglect is, you know something should be done and there is not even an intention to do it, number one. Nor is there an action to do it, number two. Or it could be the act that is done without intention. Someone comes to pray and they're not even thinking of God. They're not even thinking of his names and attributes. They're not even thinking of things that they have done that are a reflection of God's power and majesty. They're just going through the motions. That could be a form of neglect, no intention. Or someone has the intention, or someone doesn't have the intention nor action. In any case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a beautiful statement, a beautiful tradition, a beautiful quote that he has, peace and blessings be upon him. We may know the beginning of this statement, but this is a hadith that continues on. The hadith is as follows. And this is what was told to the young boy when he just wanted to get better. He said, you know, Sheikh, I just want to be better. I have a lot of, you know, and he actually said, I have a lot of demons in my closet. You know, I have a lot of mistakes, things that I can't even admit to you in front of you in the house of Allah. I have a lot of mistakes, and Allah knows. And to be honest, sometimes I feel that God will not forgive me. I feel so terrible. You know, to be honest, brothers and sisters, when I heard that, I said, Bashir. Bashir. I said, congratulations. Good for you. He didn't want to look perplexed because he doesn't want to seem mean to the imam in the office. But you could see, I could see on his face. And I intended to tell him something that would amaze him and make him kind of confused. Okay, let me get this straight. In his mind, he's probably saying, I just kind of was vulnerable to you that I did bad things. Yeah, I didn't say what the bad things were. But I was vulnerable to you in saying that I did some horrible stuff, man. And then now you're saying, good job? I'm confused. How can we congratulate someone if they have admitted that they've done bad deeds? Why? Because this is the first step to spiritual renewal. This is the first step to getting better. This is the first step to rectifying, enriching your intention from when you do something after that moment. And that is part of the process of inaba, of tawbah, of istighfar. That is the process of returning and redemption and seeking forgiveness from God. You think about those things and you feel horrible. Therefore, it's a beautiful thing. But what is left is to act upon that feeling. Because, you know, sometimes we have just finished the 10 days of Hajj. You know, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the last month of the Islamic calendar. Before that, a couple of months ago, before that, we just finished Ramadan. So there was a level of spiritual euphoria, if you will. We were on a high. We were very active in our iman, in our thinking of God was more. Our contemplation of God was more. We at least thought about doing good things for the sake of God more than we would have in the previous month. Most of us. Again, with the nature of us being neglectful, we make the effort because sometimes the society and the environment, particularly the masjid or friends or family, remind you of those good things. But now what's left, after he felt bad, I remembered a hadith of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. I remembered a statement. And many of us know the beginning of this hadith, where the hadith is as follows: Al-mu'minu qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'mini da'if wa fi kullin khayr. This hadith is in Muslim, Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, the strong Muslim is more beloved than the weak Muslim. And in both of them are good. Now, many times you will find that we use this when we hear or see some physical activity between males and females. Like the females doing something physical activity, or the males are doing some physical activity, sports or something like that. We say that the strong Muslim, the strong believer is better in the eyes of Allah than the weak believer. Do more push-ups or run a little more. You know, you're a believer, you want to be strong, you're better than the weak one. This can be applied, but it is not the initial meaning. The initial meaning is the believer that has strong, fortified, enriched belief. Al-mu'min al-qawi. Quwwatuhu mansubun ila imanihi. That his strength of iman is better than the one that their level or strength of iman is pretty weak. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave hope to all of us. For the ones that have entered the door of believing in God and his oneness, and his majesty, and his greatness. That God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, there is nothing like him. people, place, or thing. There's nothing like the one that created these people, places, and things. Therefore, he would not be like them in any shape, form, or fashion. Maintaining that belief and following the individuals that reminded people throughout history of that belief, that is Islam. And the one that strengthens their knowledge and understanding of that, that is beloved. The one that makes the intention to act upon that, even better. The one that acts upon it, the best situation. So what did I tell this young man? This is the beginning of the hadith that we all know, that the strong believer is better than the weak believer, but in both of them is goodness. But then he says something after that, which is very important. I told this young man this, and this is for all of us, because all of us are young. Each and every single one of us have a father and a mother, whether they are alive or not, grandfather or grandmother. Make no mistake, they look at you as their young son, young daughter. So all of us have youth. And sometimes with our spiritual renewal, it is as though we are starting over again. New Ramadan, starting over again. A particular habit, being introduced to a new habit, being introduced to praying witr, being introduced to giving gifts. So you're young in this particular aspect of the implementation of your faith in God. Now, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say after that? Three things. He said, ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. He said, be diligent upon that which benefits you. Wasta'in billah wa la ta'jiz. Seek help in Allah and do not give up. Wa la taqul law kana kadha la kana kadha. Fa inna law taftahu 'amal ash-shaytan. Bal qulu qaddara Allahu ma sha'a fa'al. The third thing he said was, and don't say, man, if I was to do this, this would have happened. He said, because that opens the door to the actions of Satan. What's the first thing he said? Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. Be diligent upon that which benefits you. This is very important, because when we understand values, we have to do some self-reflection, some introspection. What do I really value? Because whatever I value is what I hold into importance. Whatever I value will show through my action. I can say whatever I want, but whatever I value will show through my actions, because I will naturally not do anything that I do not value unless I am forced. So what do I do voluntarily? What do I value? What do I love? What do I like? That's the first thing. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be diligent upon that which benefits you, being diligent is someone that takes into high importance and to a degree is protective over that thing that they do. Meaning, they will not allow anything to divert them from being on social media. They will not allow anything to take them away from hanging out with their friends. They will not allow anything to take them away from reading the Quran after Fajr, after the morning prayer for 30 minutes. Nothing will take me away from that. They will not allow anything to take them away from praying 5 times a day. Nothing will change that commitment, the intense commitment that I have. That is why it's important for us to ask ourselves consistently. And this is a part of dhikr. This is a part of muhasabah, of holding ourselves accountable before we are held accountable. As Umar ibn al-Khattab said, what do I truly hold dearly to my heart? What do I value? And as a Muslim, it is important that the number one value is Allah. We all hear this. Let's get a little deeper. As a Muslim, which means the one that submits and surrenders, even within the name Muslim, Islam expresses and implies what the most important value is. My value is that I value what Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, values. When you reach that level, that's the level of the muhsin. You love what Allah loves, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. You love what Allah loves. Make no mistake, that just doesn't happen overnight. That doesn't happen just with one prayer. That happens over continuous practice. That happens with continuous struggle. Because the distractions will eventually peel away at that fortified, rich belief and closeness that you had to Allah when you could have sworn that that was the 27th night. It was a different feeling. But Shawwal comes around, the next months come around, slowly peeling away because you're distracted. And you hope to return to that feeling, that euphoric feeling that you had, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you have that, the more your values will be intense and fortified. The values of good, the values that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek that and be diligent in that which benefits you, where do you find your benefit? That will go back to what you value. So it's important for us, firstly, to renew what you value. To review, what you value. Constantly review it. Is what I like in compliance with the Deen of Islam? Is it in compliance with the Deen of Islam? Is it compliance with what I hold dearly to my heart? And that review, even of itself, that review of you constantly turning back and asking these questions, Allah loves it. And if He loves something, He will fortify it and give it more guidance. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. So the first thing is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, احرص على ما ينفعك, be diligent upon that which benefits you. SubhanAllah, we even see this within the time of the Prophet, obviously, within the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he valued the religion of, or the way of life that transcended the Arab culture. With a way of life that was much more penetrable than just a group of people or a people. When he challenged by offering, consistently offering them the means to come closer to Allah when he called them to Islam. Unapologetically, wisely, compassionately, with integrity, calling them to Allah. Because if he would have valued his people, if he would have valued even his own uncle, if he would have valued any of his uncles, those that the one that protected and supported him and didn't come to Islam, and the ones, plural, that fought him and tried to kill him, he could have easily came back, and they offered him money and status. He could have easily came back if he would have valued that more than Islam. This is what is important. As scholars say, إِذَا تَزَاحَمْ, if there was an action of the dunya and an action of the deen, or a characteristic of the dunya and a characteristic of the deen, of the dunya meaning this life, if you had a choice to do that which will benefit you in this life and compromises your religion, you choose that what? Which is beneficial for you and your religion. Meaning, you choose that in which you know is halal. Meaning, you choose that in which is more beloved to Allah. Make no mistake, each and every single one of us will encounter that. In school, our first interview with the job, whatever it may be, and then there's no possibility for them to say, no, well, you know, you're not going to get Jumu'ah at all this Fridays. I'm sorry, we can't offer that to you. You have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. Because make no mistake, when one does not do those actions that are obligatory to the best of their ability, we all make our mistakes. We make mistakes. But at least the intention to do the right thing, that is the seed to actually doing the thing that you intended. But if there's no effort that is made, will slowly peel away at your faith. To where from the mu'min qawi, tusbih da'ifan. To where from the strong Muslim mu'min, you eventually be weakened to where you be labeled weak. With Allah, not by anyone calling you that. So be diligent upon that which benefits you. The second thing is, he said, وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجِزًا. What's so beautiful with the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that when he says one thing, it is as though the next couple of items that follow it can serve as an explanation. If he was to say one thing and you say how, he says it right after. For example, when he says in a hadith that we always mention, be mindful of Allah wherever you are. Be mindful of God wherever you are, not only in the mosque. And then he says, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, it will reward it. So if one was to ask, how can I get taqwa? I hear this word taqwa a lot. Well, one of the good things is, if you do a bad deed, follow up with a good deed, it will erase it. That's an implementation. That's a pragmatic action plan for you to be of a muttaqi, a mindful person. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, be diligent upon that which benefits you. What's one way that you can be diligent? Is seek help in Allah and don't give up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, shower his protection and pleasure and strength in the hearts of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in the hearts of our brothers and sisters in Sudan, in Congo, in China, and all over the world where they are being oppressed continuously to where it is normal to them. And sometimes it's normal for us. Unfortunately, wallahi, it is normal for us as well because of the distractions that will take us away from continuously making dua. Whether we're driving in our car and verbally thinking about it and then make a dua for them, or whether when within our prayer, in our prostration, we have a particular prostration. Oh Allah, protect our brothers and sisters in these places. So when we see the second part of the hadith, Ista'in billah, seek help in Allah and don't give up. Don't give up on Allah. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on Allah, saying, why would Allah allow what is happening in Gaza to go on? Why would Allah allow my elder relative to pass away? Why? What did they do? What did my young child do? What did those children do? How could a merciful God do that? When we say at the end of our prayer, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik, oh Allah, assist me upon remembering you and thanking you and worshiping you in excellence. That's what we say at the end of our prayer. And if we don't know, this is what the Prophet ﷺ instructed us to do. At the end, we say, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. You say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Somewhere in this time frame, you say, Allahumma, oh Allah, a'inni, assist me, ala dhikrika, to worship, to remember you, and to thank you, and to worship you in excellence. To worship you in excellence. So isti'ana, even when we say, iyaka na'budu, wa iyaka nasta'in. This is the same verb, the same word that the Prophet ﷺ used in this hadith. Ista'in billah. Seek help in Allah and don't give up. This is so beautiful for us as human beings that go through so many different forms of distractions and trials. Distractions and trials. Those distractions can be a trial for us. You seek help in Allah for Allah to pull you through. I'm almost sure each and every single person here did not know how they were going to get out of their particular situation. All they had, not to minimize it, all they had was their trust in God. That's all they had. Somebody let you down. You let yourself down. But you trust in God. And you know that He has the power to flip your heart, to flip your psychology, to bring someone from a place you didn't even know. Each and every one of us has that story, wallahi. Each and every single one of us. When times go down, when you're down, it's time to retreat, literally retreat to those moments, hopefully in the salah. You retreat to that moment and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the epitome of what we call tawakkul, trust in Allah. Third thing, So when he said, firstly, be diligent upon that which benefits you. Seek help in Allah and do not give up. And he says, do not say, if I was to do this, this would have happened. For verily, this opens the door to Satan. How is that the case? Because typically the one that does the first two things, they seek help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't give up. They're diligent upon that which benefits them. By seeking help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that they do, they most likely wouldn't say that. You see the wisdom. Man, if I was to do this, this would have happened. How does that open the door to the actions of Satan? Because you start to slowly, slowly and lightly contradict the predestinative action of Allah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say, rather, say, قَدْرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَعَفَعَ. This is what Allah has willed for it to happen. And when this happens, you leave from regret to renewal. Instead of regretting, because that regret can lead you to be sad, that regret can lead you to blame someone, that regret can lead you to be very, very angry at yourself or at someone and say something online that you cannot erase and delete, and it stays on the news feed for years. That can cause you to do these things. Rather, you stop. You say, alhamdulillah. Your family members telling you, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do this? If you were to, alhamdulillah. You say what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed you to say. Qaddarallahu ma sha'a fa'al. This is what Allah has allowed to happen. That is predestination. That does not mean that one is lazy. Because as the scholars say, al-kasal aslush fashal. That when one is lazy, this is the pathway or the seed to destruction. So in these three forms of advice, brothers and sisters, let's remember that in these beautiful days that we've just concluded, of the first 10 days of the season of Hajj, to be diligent in that which benefits you, seek help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't give up. And don't say, if I was to do this, this would have happened. For verily, that has the potentiality, the possibility to open the doors of Satan. Meaning that we will only rely on ourselves and not rely on the creator of all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that initially and ultimately trust in him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow that trust to be manifest in our statements and actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those from our actions to call on him sirran wa alaniya, secret and in open, for our brothers and sisters that are suffering all over the world. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-abrar wa aqimus salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Qad qamatis salat, Qad qamatis salat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
So, I tell you, Halib bin Manakim, Sudul Khalid, straighten the lines, come close to one another, please. Guys in the corner, get it together. Guys in the corner by the bathroom, let's get it together. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصirat wal-mustaqim. Sirat wal-lazina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط والمستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أستغفر